VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. You know, it's you we want to talk to. No, not the person behind you, you. Yeah, don't look over your shoulder. Yeah, you. Pick up that phone. Dial us now. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Consider that an order, private.
Oh, gosh. People on the chat board just slay me. They just slay me, Griff.
Hold on a minute. Jeff's bringing me my lunch. Thank you, Jeff.
Is that Jeff? Is yes. that our Jeff?
Oh, look, that's so... Oh, he's bringing me meringue pie.
Is that our Jeff?
It is our Jeff. Why?
Sit him down.
He's busy. He can't sit down.
Jeff.
Do you want to sit down?
Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, he's going to sit down.
Oh, good.
Look at that. Thank you so much. He brought me pizza. They're having a pizza party, and I couldn't go because of the, you know, I do a radio show, so.
So, Jeff.
Wait a minute. He's not on the mic.
Okay. All right.
Hello. Oh, there I am.
There he
so
is.
Professional. Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
How are you?
Are you the engineer where you're doing the show? I don't have a Johnson. I don't have a husband.
Well, yes.
Turn him down.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Lee. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Are you packed yet?
Yeah. No, but I'm making my plans. We were just talking about the eBay radio party.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. Mm. I'm very excited.
Pizza.
This will be the third one I've gone to. I asked Griff this morning. I said, how many have you done with these things? How many of these events you've done? And he told me it's started in 2009?
This is the seventh.
The seventh.
That's right.
We're celebrating the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, but it's the seventh eBay Radio party and conference.
Hey, Lee, you don't get any pizza.
I know.
And how are they, how's the registrations going?
Mm. Oh, it's going fantastically. It's been 2 weeks, and we're almost at 100.
That's great.
So we're going to make our 300.
Oh, no, I don't doubt that. It's always a great event. I know you usually have to, like, turn people away.
Yeah, you guys want to take calls? I'm going to eat.
Give us a call if you want to talk to Jeff at 888-RADIO-30. It's Jeff Turrell at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. I know. And it's Radio 101. I taught him the first day, don't eat over the air.
She did.
And I can always tell when he's doing it.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't,
think
Marty.
I can't, but I can. You know. So, Jeff,
good pizza.
We've got a lot of interesting things planned for this year at the event.
Oh, good.
And one of the things is that there's going to be an eBay Education Specialist Program meetup.
Oops, sorry.
And that is going to be, I think, on Wednesday evening, I think.
No, that's going to be great. I sat in for a little bit of the one we did last year, where Griff got the group together. But yeah, I'm definitely going to be part of that if I can swing my schedule. I'm still working on getting my plans booked.
What is your exact title?
I'm the Director of Community.
And so anything new going on that you want to tell us about?
Nothing I can tell you about. We've got a couple of cool projects we're working on, and hopefully they'll...
We do.
Hopefully they'll... we'll see them probably the next 3 to 4 months. But they're all kind of just fun ways to engage with eBay. They're not, I know the thing you're asking about is probably like live events and things like that. We're still working on that. No announcements on that one, but we have a couple of other projects we're working on.
Well, as soon as you know, we want to be the first to know on eBay Radio.
But as far as like connecting with customers.
Yeah, we do.
I know, I think Griff has probably talked about it. I think a couple weeks ago where he did a first, like this remote meetup.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we're you know, if we can't travel, that's just one way for us to reconnect with the customers across the country.
We're going to do that with him down here in San Diego, but he doesn't know it yet.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I just love a surprise.
As he rolls his eyes.
Patty Sin and I are working on it.
You're doing what? Oh, get me there in the Skype?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I'm looking at the reason it came to mind was he's got his little webcam up on top of his monitor right here.
It's on right now.
He usually, when he's done these, he's done them from here in the radio booth.
Because it's a blank wall behind me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he and I could see each other if we wanted to, because we have a GoToMeeting open so that we can type things back and forth to each other.
Yeah, but...
And all we have to do is turn on our webcam and we can see each other, but what's the use, you know?
Yeah, but if I turn on the webcam, you could see me eating.
Oh, napkins, thanks.
You don't have to have your webcam on for me to see you eating.
It's like these mics are so good.
Being that radio is theater than mine, those RE20s are picking up every bite.
Really? Are they picking up how delicious this is?
So, Jeff, also, let me see, who's coming? Oh, the blog person? We love her, Audrey Tracy. We love her. She's coming also to the event. She's going to blog about it the whole time.
We're also, I'm trying, the reason we were talking about this morning is I'm trying to get our new boss to come.
Pizza.
I would love him to come.
Her, it's a her.
I mean her, yeah. Yes.
So yes. She's very interested. She's only been with eBay for 5 weeks.
What's her name? I forget.
Yeah, Sheetal.
Yeah, that's it.
So Sheetal is interested in, trying to get there for schedule permits.
Oh, this is even somebody newer than I knew.
Oh, yeah. So she's brand new to eBay. She's only, like I said, today is her 5th week anniversary.
Yeah, you've never met her.
And what is her title?
She's the Senior Director of Seller Marketing.
Okay.
She's smart.
She's really smart.
Well, she gets it.
It would be wonderful if we could have her there.
Yeah, we're going to try. If of not, course. We'll make sure. I've already told her, I've got to get you just to sit in, even if you don't talk, just sit in and watch the radio show. Just get familiar with what's going on around here.
I turned the camera on. Can you see it, Lee?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Well, he's got it on me, so it's not, you won't see him eating.
I'm going to have to join the GoToMeeting because we've got it on my screen, but it's coming from the other room. So.
Lee, I want to get back to the eBay radio party real quick.
Yes, please do. Go ahead. Let's do that.
I got a second piece to eat. So
what does everybody need to do to prepare for this? Are we planning some costume contests? What else can we start thinking about?
Okay. First of all, we give away some rooms between now and the event. So we're going to have contests over the air, usually trivia contest.
Yeah.
To give away a free room. Oh, I see Griff.
What?
The camera's on now.
I see him. He can't see me, though, because I don't have my camera on here. Hello, Griff.
Yeah, hi.
So you'll give away some rooms.
We're going to give away some rooms. At the event itself, since we're not only celebrating the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, we're also celebrating the 20th anniversary of eBay.
Right.
And so all of our contests are going to be very eBay oriented. You know, we always do anyway. We have costumes, the best eBay costume and things of that sort. But we're going to have lots of gifts to give away this year, some money to give away. It's all going to be about eBay. It's all going to be eBay centric. But most important, really the thing that Betsy and I look for every year when we plan these things.
What's that?
Is how can we all learn new ways to grow our businesses on eBay. And this year, you know how the first day of each year we always pick one theme just for the first day?
Right.
This year it's going to be social selling.
Oh, good.
Social selling.
Yes, because that's what a lot of people are interested in now. We did a poll at the end of last year's eBay Radio Party and Conference in June as to what subjects they would like to hear about. And that came up as number one.
Hmm.
So the first day is going to be social selling. And then day two and three are going to be a mixture of all different ways to grow your business on eBay.
I'm interested. I love your tagline. If it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Exactly.
Usually you have some kind of other theme. Like I know there's been like a Rat Pack theme or something like that, or a gangster theme. I can remember a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Well, this year, instead of that kind of theme, we're really, saluting eBay.
Oh,
so let's
good.
Say our theme is to salute eBay on its 20th anniversary.
I'll put together my auction web costume.
Okay.
I can't wait.
I'll come as Pierre.
That would be cool.
You can't grow your hair out fast enough.
That would be cool.
Pre-ponytail or post-ponytail.
That's right.
So, we call it eBay Radio Party and Conference for a reason, because it's not like any other conference you've been to. And when some people think, oh, party, well, I'm a business person, that's not what it's about.
Right.
In between, all day long, we have presenters up there helping us get stronger in our eBay selling. In between those, we have little parties going on. We give away things. You'll hear buzzers going off. You'll hear sounders. You'll rush over to someplace, and you'll get something free. It's just a lot of fun.
I agree. So this will be the third one I've gone to, and I know you have a great lineup this year. I was looking at it this morning. You've got Marcia Collier. You've got Lynn Drolley. You've got Cliff Inico. You've got...
Catherine
Terrell. You've got just a great lineup of people. Stephanie Inge is going to be on there.
Yeah, that's yes, the Stephanie first Inge. Time she's been a speaker.
So yes, for anybody who's listening who hasn't been to one of these things, I recommend them. It's a great way to connect with people who are listening to the show, but also to learn about how to be more successful on eBay.
Speaking of being successful on eBay, mm-hmm. Edie from Santa Monica, California, just wrote us and said, because we were asking about Global Shipping Service, because the guy said that he wasn't using the Global Shipping Program because it was too expensive. She says, regarding foreign sales, I took GSP off my winter sweaters and coats, lowered the price, listed them as available to Canada and Australia on first class, seems to be working. I'll let you know more later. So, we're experimenting, Jeff.
I sold something to the Netherlands last night through GSP.
Oh, how fun.
What was it?
It was a shirt.
A shirt,
a
see?
A t-shirt. It was actually a Facebook t-shirt.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I think making the assumption that no one's going to buy it is a bad assumption.
Yeah. I love GSP. I mean, I love it. And I know Griff's told the story where we got to go visit them last year in Erlanger, Kentucky.
Oh, that was an experience.
I still think about it, about how amazing that operation is.
I have an email to answer about that, and I was going to use some of the pictures.
Jeff, thanks for stopping by.
No, thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you for feeding our boy there.
That's right.
Tastes good. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. Bye, Jeff. The ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Call us now, toll-free at 888-RADIO-30. It's the eBay Radio Ask Griffin Lee Show.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Carigian and her 4 colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBayRadio. That's endicia.com/eBayRadio.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at milodesign.com. That's milodesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. We have open lines at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And we're waiting for your call.
Griff, you'll have to excuse me. My allergy just kicked in.
What are you allergic to, babe?
Pretty much dust. Any little tiny things floating around in the air, which, is, as we know, they float around all the time. But it can come on all of a sudden, just like it just did.
Yikes.
Usually it's something, not usually, sometimes it's something I smell. Like I can't walk through a perfume department at Macy's, for instance. Some days it doesn't bother me. It's very weird.
Mm-hmm.
And today down in San Diego, I don't know, we're having a lot of big pollen counts, so I'm allergic to that for sure.
Yeah, that gets really bad here.
I should take medication, but I don't.
What would you take?
I don't know. Everybody says, are you taking anything?
You don't take that Claritin stuff?
No, and see, it goes right. You're going to see that in just a couple of minutes, it'll be gone.
Oh, it comes and goes.
It comes and goes.
Well, I guess there's that. I mean, that's the silver lining.
I mean, it happens all of a sudden, and then boom, you know, there it is.
On the dark cloud of your stuffy sinuses.
You're so poetic. Well, you know, you can listen to eBay Radio on the fly with free mobile apps for Apple and Android devices.
Mm-hmm.
And to download the eBay mobile app for the iPhone and iPad, just go to Apple App Store and search for keywords eBay Radio. Droid users, go to the Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. What phone are you using lately?
What?
Phone, cell phone.
Oh, it's my Samsung, my old Galaxy Note 2. I'm due for an upgrade, but I'm not doing it.
I have a Galaxy 5, S5.
That's a good one.
It's a really good one. I just don't like the little thing that opens in the bottom that's supposed to make you waterproof.
Oh.
Keeps staying open. And I think, hello? Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like that part of it. But the phone is fantastic.
Oh.
You can also listen to eBay Radio via iTunes and RSS feed. Just click on the respective links in the upper left-hand corner of the eBay Radio Archives homepage. Or for iTunes, you can do a search for eBay Radio, then click on the familiar eBay Radio logo. And you can call in and tell us where and how you're listening. We get a lot of compliments on our little apps.
Your little apps. Your brave little apps.
So many apps, so little time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Isn't that what killed Cleopatra in apps? I think so.
So I was looking at, we got an email from Audrey. She put a picture in the blog.
Oh, she did.
Of last year's eBay Radio party. Shows the back, shows my dark roots in the back and the back of your head.
Do I have dark roots?
And it shows the people lining up for tips, to give us tips. What we do is a few times during, what we do is in the middle of the day at the eBay Radio Party, we have a real eBay show broadcast live throughout the world for an hour and a half in the middle of each day.
Mm-hmm.
And during that radio show, we ask the guests to come up and give us tips, and we give them a prize for each tip.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
So they line up like crazy.
Yeah.
So that's what this picture is. And people have already made comments under that picture.
Like, what are they saying?
The billions that eBay makes per quarter and they charge their members $175 for a conference? LMAO. So I very kindly answered him back and said that it's not officially put on by eBay. As a matter of fact, I told him it is not eBay's event. It is Voice Marketing.
It's Voice Marketing, yeah.
Yes, eBay is one of our sponsors, along with other people,
mm-hmm.
but it is not an eBay event, and we must charge. If we don't charge, I would not have any retirement money. we make no money on this conference, by the way.
I know.
You know, it's strictly for marketing purposes.
Well, you have to, Lee, let me tell you something.
Yeah, honey.
Pull on in here. Lean in. Now, let me tell
you. Okay, I'm here. I'm leaning in.
All right, so one has to be prepared for the level of eBay snark that's out there.
eBay snark.
Okay. You just have to put your collar up and keep on walking. And sing that song. When you walk through the snark, hold your head up high.
Somebody else says eBay Live was a party, but we're not a party.
What?
It's the exact opposite. Go ahead. Keep talking to me. Go ahead. Keep giving me.
Well, these are people that have obviously never been to the eBay radio party and conference.
Oh, and somebody's putting down one of our speakers. Oh, people.
Well, I'm telling you, there's just, what was it that Spiro Agnew said about the nattering nabobs of negativity? The nattering, you know, I never thought I'd look back on life and say, the good old days with Spiro Agnew.
Oh, here's somebody named Izzy who says, sounds like a nice write-off. Yes, it is.
Well, that's starting to turn a little bit
better.
Negative. I mean,
somebody else said, I'm going with one of my best friends who's also an eBay seller. We've been to most of the lives and on locations in various meetups in the first Sea Cruise. This will be our third eBay radio party and conference.
Yeah.
I have been selling full-time since 1999, even though some of the speakers are repeats. I always take away new ideas for making my business better. I'm looking forward to meeting new friends, too. And that brings up something, Griff.
Right.
When we're trying to decide who's going to be a speaker at the event, we have hundreds to choose from.
Hundreds.
So some people say, well, why do you have him back? He was there last year. Why do you have her back?
Because people ask for it.
Because people ask for them and because they have great expert advice. That's why. That's how we choose. We don't have buddies. We don't have friends. These are not our friends or buddies, our close friends or buddies. We love all of them, but we have them on because they have information that we feel is important to eBay sellers who want to grow their businesses on eBay.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's true.
That's how we pick and choose. And, of course, Griff is one of our speakers.
I am?
Yes.
Uh-oh. I better get something ready. I'm on notice.
Griff is definitely one of our speakers. So somebody is asking, and please, Griff, people are new listening, and some people don't know. Please explain what Vero is and what it means.
Oh, okay, sure. So it means verified rights owners. It's a program that eBay started around, I want to say 1999, 2000, in order for eBay to be in compliance with a federal law from 1996 called the Digital Millennial Copyright Act, DMCA. And part of that act, again, a federal law, lays out the responsibilities and liabilities of players online with regards to infringing on other people's property rights. And the way it works for companies like eBay is any online company that has a subscriber base, and eBay, you would call our registered users the subscriber base, and if that subscriber base can post content to the service provider's site, in this case listings, that the service provider is immune from liability and prosecution for the activity of those subscribers with regards to copyright infringement. If the service provider sets up a process that allows for property owners to contact the service provider, in this case eBay, and demand a takedown, which eBay has no choice but to grant legally. So our version of this is the Vero program, and anyone who owns intellectual property of any type can sign up to the program, and if they find one of our sellers is infringing, either intentionally or not, on their property rights, then they contact eBay through the Vero program, and we have to delete the listing from the site. There's no choice in this. It's not negotiable. We are not allowed to act on your behalf as a seller in arguing with the copyright holder. We have to delete the item. And as part of eBay policy, that item cannot be relisted unless the rights owner sends us a written, I believe it's written, confirmation that their takedown, they have reversed their takedown request for whatever reason. If a seller who's had their item taken down through Vero relists the item without that, they risk permanent suspension from the site. It's a serious issue. Do I think the law is fair? I have questions about it. If you don't like the law, then you should contact your congressperson in your district or your senator and let them know that you're not happy with the law. They're the people who make the laws. They're the people who can change it.
And as it pertains to our listeners, so please don't get upset. Get even.
Well, my auto response has a long segment on this because I get the occasional email from a seller who's upset that eBay took their listing down on the basis of some outside party. And the response tries to explain how this works in today's world. And there's a lot of, eBay did this, eBay has to fix, eBay, no, this is a federal law. We have no choice. If a rights owner contacts a service provider, an online service provider, and says, take that content down, that service provider has to take the content down or they have to go to court.
They
immediately open themselves up to liability.
So if you're really upset because somebody's stealing your pictures, which Griff doesn't care if people steal his, he says.
I don't care.
But if you're really upset that people are stealing your pictures, that, and I can see it. You know, it took you time to take those pictures. And if you have good pictures, if people are stealing them, they're probably good. Then enter
join
the
Vero
program.
Yeah.
We're going to give away another Picker's Logbook when we come back. New trivia question.
This segment was brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Call us at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried-and-true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. WebInterpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. WebInterpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites.
With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at WebInterpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top five international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.